Is the covering not their self-realized soul? See, here there are two things in which we use two senses, in which we use the word, say, ahankara. Mana buddhi ahankara, these three are there. See, the word ahankara, ego, at one level it is used to refer to a particular element. Mm-hmm. Just like the body, the earth, water, fire is there. Like that, ahankara is there as one element. But so in that sense, you could say ahankara is a thing, it's an object. Hmm? But the word ahankara is also used for emotion. You know, this person has a lot of ahankara, lot of arrogance. So now, and Krishna also uses the Bhagavad Gita, ahankara in both the senses. As a thing, he uses it in 7.4 when he lists the elements. Bhumirapanalavayu khammano buddhir ahankara iti yamme bhinna prakritashrita. But then he also uses ahankara in the sense of a quality. Dambho darpo abhimana. He uses prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sacha ahankara vimudhatma karta hamiti vanyate. Bewildered by ego, they think that I am the doer. So now the ahankara as a concept, as an object, as a thing. Just like in a pure devotee's body also, there will be earth, water, fire, air. And their body is also going to be made of physical elements. Similarly, even when they become purified, the ego as a one of the elements of the body, mind, intelligence, ego, they are going to be present. But the ego as a conception, where the arrogance or the pride or the ego itself, you know, that will not be there. That means the ego as a element will exist as long as anybody has a material body, because the ego is an element of the bodily composition. But the ego as a conception, which makes one think, I alone am the doer, I am this body, I am so great, that conception is burned up by purification. So in that sense, when you use that false ego and true ego in this context, see, what is happening is, there, you are using the word ego in the sense of conception. You are not using the word ego in the sense of object. If it's an object, like water, then there is no such thing as false water and true water. Water is water. So when we are saying false ego and true ego, that means the conception is false. So the ego means what am I identifying with? The body, that is false. If I am identifying myself as a soul, a servant of Krishna, that is true. So that means you could say the ego as a false conception no longer exists, but ego as the true conception.
Yeah, that I am a servant of Krishna.
So that true conception comes. So subtle body will continue to exist, but the delusion that is caused by the subtle body, that will no longer be there. It will not distort us. So, like say somebody has spectacles, and the spectacles, they color what they see. But if you clean this, if there's a dust and it distorts what I'm seeing. But then I clean the dust, the spectacles are still there. But then the spectacles help me to see clearly. They don't distort my vision. So like that, the subtle body is what we need to perceive in this world. But when the subtle body is purified, then it doesn't distort our perception.